There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's live and it's local with John and Jay right here, 99.1 FM Talk, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, our number, 775-884-9910. Want to talk about something on the radio? All you need to do is call and talk to producer Craig and get on live with us right here.
I got something to talk about.
All right. Let's
call us and tell everybody something good about this area that we're all blessed to live in. Whether it's Reno or Washoe, Carson, Yerington, wherever you live, something you personally like about it. I have had it with all the negativity about anything I hear or read about the place we live in. I've lived here most of my life, and I can name so many things. I'll just tell you about one. Wednesday and Thursday, I spent the 2 days from 6 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon at Renown, the complex right there off Mill Street. My wife had some internal bleeding. Her doctor saw some, I don't know medical stuff, but saw some growth on something in her walls of her. He thought she had cancer.
Oh, man.
And so I rushed her to the hospital. And I spent the first 12 hours there, and they rushed her into the operating room. They found a hernia. They did not find cancer, thank God. Well, I spent the previous 12 hours just praying. And she went through the robotic surgery. She came out. She's recuperating right now. But I'll tell you what, they are golden at that hospital. We are so fortunate to have Renown in this town. They are the specialists too.
They are really good.
They amaze me. Everybody top on down was super to me and super to her. And I'm there in the waiting room. Well, they have several waiting rooms. I was in the ground floor one by the piano, and I'm sitting on this beautiful couch, and at the end of the couch I can plug in my phone. There's an outlet there. And there are workers who come on down often and play on that piano. And
so you were in an area that...
And I'm thinking, how much better could this be?
Whenever I go to Renown, I have to go to the ER waiting room, which is like a bench that's about a foot and a half wide. And
don't do that. Just
hard
go,
rock.
Go to the really plush, spacious waiting area. There's the one at the main tower when you walk in with the piano. Or you can go upstairs. They have waiting rooms upstairs from there, up that stairway. So wow. I spent 12 hours at Renown both days. They have Starbucks
there.
Yeah,
I was going to say, there's a Starbucks.
Food is great. The nurses were outstanding.
The gift shop's kind of cool, too.
There was this one kid, though, who was wheeling her to the overnight room after her operation and was treating her. He was wheeling her in a stretcher, and he was treating the stretcher as a race car.
What?
She sang "Slow Down," and she threw up and everything.
What?
I know. I said, what? Just what you said. But
you saw that happen right in front of you?
Aside from that, nothing is... No, I wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
Aside from that, everything was perfect at Renown. Now, here's why I bring up Renown, because I read Reddit a lot.
Right.
And it's mainly younger people bringing up topics and commenting about them. I don't know what generation it is, but my impression is that young people between the age of, say, 17 to 30 are very cynical and very sarcastic, and they will take a serious issue and make an
inappropriate
biting
joke about it.
Comment. Well, you know, it's not humor. It's that, like, dark, cynical humor.
I've had experience with this in the last couple days.
Where it picks on somebody or something, and they always have to do this. So somebody on Reddit a couple of days ago says, I'm writing the Reno Reddit group because I got a job offer to work at Renown as a nurse. And how is it there? And you would not believe how many comment, about 30, 35, how many people wrote back, people who live in Reno, trashing the city. but trashing renown. All these, you could tell, I don't mean the age thing, okay, but smart Alex talking about, well, you know, the executive, they let him go, and there's people, and they don't treat nurses right, and all this kind of stuff, and they're telling all this negative stuff about renown to a person who got a job in renown and was thinking of coming here and working there. And I'm thinking, what are you doing? We need doctors and nurses here. You got to stand up for the town you live in. You can't scare people away from Reno. We need these people here.
But that's,
you got
to, John,
for the sake of our community, you got to, we need these people.
Here's the thing about the Reddit groups and stuff like that, though. And let's just say, like, commenters on, like, Google about a business. My thing is this, is that unless you have some personal touch with that business, you're not going to go on there and praise them. You know, you might. There might be some of those people who are Yelpers.
That's right.
Or whatever.
It's human nature to be negative.
But what I'm trying to say is that if there were 30 comments, there's like 3,000 employees at Renown. So 30 of those people are upset enough to actually go
online
and say
something
about it.
Okay, but these comments were all,
brain, you know?
Jay, these comments were all, I heard from a friend who said this.
Well, yeah.
There wasn't one person who works at Renown, because I'm sure they would have said, hey, come on over. We need you. It was all these armchair quarterbacks.
That's social media. That's social media, basically.
Nuts.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hate it. I absolutely, keyboard warriors.
And you mentioned Google reviews. I see all the time people tearing down a small business trying to make it because, oh, they served you old coffee or
keyboard
something
warriors,
ridiculous.
I'm telling you, this is why I say things about guys like Chris Payne on the air here, is because he'll sit there and write checks with his mouth that his butt can't cash online.
On,
well, no, I'm just saying, like, what, when you're sitting there online.
Talk about being negative. All right.
Well, I'm just being honest.
We're going to get you in a ring with Chris Payne, Joe Lombardo, and what was the other guy Jay was picking on?
Yeah, dude, I'll call up some of my
Craig.
Buddies from the WWE. They'll stretch him.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll have Dr. Laszlo come and take care of him.
Anyway, okay, so something else positive about Reno. You want to talk about local public offices here? Yes, like everything, government, they're full of inefficiencies and red tape, but I know so many city and county and state workers at the front lines who go above and beyond. It is human nature to focus on the negative, but the people I have dealt with in the city government, outstanding. They want to solve your problem. So kudos to this wonderful place that we live in.
Right.
And a second topic, fill in the blank. No matter how many I own, I will always have the urge to buy more. What? Jay?
Cats?
Not
for
you.
You're
talking
about
me.
Oh, yeah. For me?
I would say cats or watches.
You know?
Cats, easy for many folks to understand why. Watches, I don't understand why.
You know, John, it's okay to invest in a new coat, too, every once in a while.
You don't like my coat?
You have a tear in that sleeve. It cracks me up. It's like a North Face or Patagonia jacket or whatever. And you got the tear in the sleeve.
With the duct tape.
Yeah,
and
with duct tape.
And there's feathers coming out of it.
Dude, there's coats.
When I walk, I leave a trail of feathers.
At Costco. Yeah, see?
Well, it's done. Okay, here's the thing about that, Jay. I love products that last forever. And that coat has lasted 40 years. And it keeps me so warm. The zipper, okay, has fallen apart. You know, it comes apart at the bottom part. But I tell you, it's a great, great coat. And I respect products that last a long time.
Well, yeah. And it stays warm, I'm sure, all that. But
there's
a
Reddit group called Built to Last. It's a subreddit called Built to Last, where people post all these things they own. Look at this. I'm using my grandfather's blender. And, you know, they have a picture there. That deserves a salute on Reddit. Products that last forever. I can't tell you how many pens and how many water picks I bought that don't last the year.
Those water picks, man, you really.
They're toys now.
Yeah.
They used to be built. Now they don't even contain as much water anymore.
Just run a garden hose through your bathroom window and put one of those, like, the high-pressure nozzle on it. Yeah, the high-pressure nozzle, and then there's no complaints.
Well, that's the problem with water picks. After a while, the pressure starts to decrease.
Well, I just solved
and
it
eventually
for you, John. It's never going to go down.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jay. Thanks. Appreciate it. I guess it's a good time for a break. But our phone call, phone number is 775-884-9910.
Yeah, give us a shout. It's live and local right here with John and Jay, 99.1 FM Talk, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk for Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's live and it is local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk in the Smith and Mason Valley. It's 92.3. And time now to turn to the phones. We got a caller.
Yes,
Rosie.
Our phone number is 775-884-9910. Hi, Rosie.
John and Jay, this is Rosie up at Lake Tahoe. But I'm calling you because I escaped to Oregon away from the snow in the winter. But the reason I wanted to make this comment, I've owned a business where I'm around thousands of local people all the time. I know for a fact most of the people would never say anything derogatory. And I really have come to the conclusion the people that have nothing better to do, they're not happy. They love to call and make horrible remarks about anything they can because it makes them feel important. And
those are called Karens, Rosie.
Oh, well, I didn't want to say that. But because Tesla because Tesla is moving in, and I love Tesla, I think we all should be thrilled what it's going to bring to the community. And, you know, if I had to say anything about what my favorite thing would be, it's my Costco. Up here, I have to drive 60 miles to a Costco, and I miss Costco, and I miss all the wonderful people there. But I'll be back in the spring, but that's my 5 cents.
God bless you, Rosie.
Yeah, I'd say that's worth at least a dime, not 5 cents there for sure. Because you know what, Rosie? Honestly, I like Costco too. And honestly, I just recently got a card in the last week. I finally gave in, and my lady added me to her, yeah, to her plan. And so now I'm going over there and getting the cheaper gas and stuff like that. So, but I'll tell you, there's some great products there.
I've shopped at Costco for 40 years. Maybe 35. When you go in Costco, leave your credit card at home. Take a couple $100s. Because when you walk up and down those aisles, you'll see so many things that you just say, oh, I've got to have this. And there's no better place to shop. There really is not. Enjoy.
Well, Rosie, let me ask you this. Because you're up in Tahoe, you said you're going to be back in spring. You stockpile, right? You don't just go down every week. Like I go to Walmart and Costco probably weekly, whereas you go like once every what, 2 or 3 months or something.
Well, no, I go down there just to walk around, and because I'm a salesperson, I talk a lot. You already can tell that. I go down there to walk around, see who I might see that I just don't hardly ever see, have a piece of pizza, and just enjoy the ambience of what Costco is. It's a gathering place. But when you go in there,
it is.
I tell you what, you're going to have a problem. There's so many things you're going to say, oh, I want this. But always remember, what you see today, you may never see again. Because once they sell out of certain
things, that's the truth.
They're gone. So that's my story. Any other questions?
And she's sticking to it.
Excellent, Rosie. Thank you so much for calling us. I appreciate that.
Yeah, please.
Oh,
always good to have a friend
welcome.
Of the show for sure.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, you know,
have a wonderful program.
All right, dear. Thank
you.
So
keep
much.
Listening for
Every
sure.
Every Saturday, 9 to noon.
See another wonderful listener, Rosie, right there from Lake Tahoe, probably listening up there on 99.1.
All right. Who wrote
and,
the check?
We would love for you to call us. Maybe
is that
Costco
one of your
did.
Girlfriends, Jay?
No. Girlfriends? What are you talking about?
775-884-9910. You know, Costco is an interesting topic. If you're like at a party or something, people love talking about Costco. I've learned so much about people's experiences there. Do we have a Costco aficionado out there, because there are some things you have to know about Costco. When you're talking about the Reno Costco, the topic is, what's the best time to go? Because the parking and the lines here and there are pretty hellish at the wrong time.
Going in is one thing. I think the gas has always been kind of my concern, because every time I pass there, I'm like, man, people are like 10 cars deep to get gas. Mm-hmm. I will say,
it's
it is, and it's almost a dollar cheaper. When I talked to the attendant this morning, about 7 o'clock, I went there and filled up with gas, mm-hmm. and he told me, he said the hot spot is between 6 and 8 in the morning, and then at 8 and 10 at night.
I didn't
right
know the gas station was open that early.
I didn't know that early.
The store
either.
Doesn't open until 9 or something.
Right? Yeah, it's
now
something
that
later.
Is the time to go to the store. Either now I've heard right when the doors open, or 6 p.m. the last hour or hours of Costco.
Isn't the
not crowded, but one time I walked in there, it was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon Wednesday, and I couldn't believe it. I had the whole store.
Well, isn't there a corporate, I believe there is like a corporate shopping hour. Maybe I'm wrong. I thought that it was like between 8 and 9 or 9 and 10 in the morning when you go to Costco, it's just only corporate accounts or something.
I went there
maybe
before the doors opened once, and it was just like 24 people waiting to get in, and I didn't notice they were corporate or anything.
Really?
I mean,
okay.
But everybody buys a lot of stuff there.
Yeah.
I switched all our prescriptions to Costco, which is great, because if they don't have it ready, which they never do, you can spend an hour shopping.
So one thing with Costco is there's some codes you can look for on the signage of on the
That's
signs
another
on the
thing. I heard that. Yeah.
Prices.
What do they mean? Because
prices that end in 97 cents.
Green. And, okay.
These have been marked down from regular priced, which regular priced items end in 99 cents. But odd pricing, such as 79, 49, or 89, indicate specially priced items that Costco got a deal from the manufacturer. An asterisk on the upper right side of the sign, the item will not be reordered. 88 cents or ending in 00, the manager markdowns. Sometimes the company uses this to move a product really fast. So
why don't they just put a sign up that says that instead of the silly codes and asterisks? It's a little odd. I don't know what it means when one price tag is all green and the others are all white. That says something, but I don't know what
they
it
ran
is.
Out of white
That's why I'm asking.
Like clearance or something, maybe? I don't know.
Costco experts can call 775-884-9910.
I will tell you the one thing that had me cracked up the other day when I went there. Was I like jogger pants, like the ones I'm wearing right now.
Yeah.
And these are Champion. And they had them for like $14 when you walk in the front.
Mm-hmm.
For those
in
that are
back,
level
though,
60 and
jogger
above, those are called parachute pants.
Well, yes, I guess you're right. Well, I like my parachute pants just in case I need to jump out of a plane. But that being said, as I walked in there, like $14 for the Champion brand. I went to the back. They had some other. They had like Puma brand for like $16 or something. For $19.99, they had the same exact pants, but they had the Kirkland signature logo in huge letters down the side of it. And I sat there and said to myself, who actually is going to buy the Kirkland joggers? Like, I've never seen anyone, like, this should be something they give to the employees.
You know, like, you can say that, but Kirkland is a very good brand.
Well, they're a great
brand.
Apparently, those pants will last forever, but who would wear the Kirkland brand? Like, it's a giant logo. I mean, it was a giant. It
that
wasn't
means
like
it's
a little
quality. I mean, this company tests
means you shopped at
every
Costco,
product they
basic.
Sell. I can't think of one bad product at Costco. I really can't. Now,
there are some deals that aren't that great.
There are. You're right about that. I don't know why they have the most expensive bags of salad in town.
Yeah, cereal's expensive there to me.
Yeah.
So is
potatoes. I mean,
soda.
But they're the biggest potatoes you can buy. So it's kind of a deal. I think.
Yeah.
Now, is this true that the Reno Costco has lower prices than the Sparks Costco? Somebody told me that, and they said the reason is, well, we got more competition in Reno. We got, of course, Sam's Club in Reno. So for that reason, Costco in Reno is cheaper.
I'll go over when I'm supposed to go to actually
Sparks
the Spanish
doesn't
Springs
have.
One.
Yeah, Sparks doesn't have Sam's Club. So. It's
I'll
it's
tell you, if
expensive.
That hot dog's $2 and a drink over there, I'll be upset.
And it's the best. Now and then, people will come on Reddit, ask where the best pizza is, and it's Costco.
You know
I'm
what?
Sorry, but it is.
I'm surprised, John. Since pandemic, they took away the pizzas with the Supreme. Now all they have is
just cheese and pepperoni. I liked the Supreme pizzas. I thought those were great, but now it's just cheese and pepperoni only.
I see so many people walk out with those boxes of pizza.
Right.
I mean, that's a deal.
When I was there the other day, they must have made a bunch of them because it was somewhere around like probably 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And someone was just walking around going, fresh pizza's already made to go. Order them right now. So they must just make a bulk of them at lunchtime or something and sell them cheap. But I don't
know. Have you tried the Carson Costco?
I used to go down there when I worked for an event service company, the ES, and we would go up and do the bouncing at the nightclub in Tahoe.
Why does the Carson Costco sell diesel and the Reno and Sparks doesn't?
Oh, good question.
Well, I guess they don't need any more people anyway.
Yeah, I guess so. Probably not.
They have enough customers.
Right.
All right, we're going to break for Fox News. And our phone number, once again, 1-77. Not one.
Yeah, it is. You can put a 1 on the front if you're not local. It is 775.
Is it just me? This is a hard number to remember. 775-884-9910.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was saying 9910 forever, and then I realized it's easier for folks.
That confuses me, Jay.
Yeah. 9910. Anyways, all right. Once again, 775-884-9910. We're going to be back right here. It's time to break for Fox News on Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
It's live and it's local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 in the Smith and Mason Valley. John,
Another correction. I'm sorry. I got a couple of calls on this. The Costco at Sparks sells diesel.
Not the one in Kansas City.
In Carson City. Yeah. Right.
So I had to rib you.
I said, why is it that they don't sell diesel at this Costco? So the Costco with the diesel is Sparks, not Reno and Carson City. They don't have diesel at those Costcos. All I know is that the Costco I go to fill up when I'm in my diesel truck is not the one that sells diesel. That's
the one right here about 1,000 feet from us right now.
Or the other one.
Right.
775-884-9910 is our number.
We've got Bob from Tahoe, and Bob wants to talk about fun things to do in the area. Good morning, Bob, and welcome to Live and Local.
Good morning. So the good things about Reno, I think rejuvenation is really important.
Yeah, well,
If
you can call back,
Bob, your line is breaking up really badly. I'll tell you what, we're going to just cut you real quick with producer Craig. Call him right back on the number, and let's try to get you right back on, sir, if you can hear us, just because it's so muffled. So Bob's going to call us right back. Hopefully we're going to get to talk to him about fun things to do here in the Reno Sparks area and Tahoe.
We were asking for
callers.
Say something good
about
the place that you live in, because I've had it up to here with, you know, people
complaining on Reddit. Stay off Reddit.
And especially whatever, Nextdoor, Facebook, people putting small businesses losing their customers because somebody didn't get something done right away, and I hate that. You know, that's just one person. That should not speak for the entire small business when maybe you caught the cashier at a bad day, maybe they opened 5 minutes too late.
Maybe you wrote the wrong comment on their Facebook and they decided to
You have to know what people are going through and just can't assume that they're doing it out of spite. What's funny?
No, nothing. But it is true that you know, people do like to complain about stuff that it doesn't help. But at the same time, you know, some people feel like I said earlier, when I go online and I look at, like, let's just say Google reviews or Reddit or any of this stuff, I think to myself, how many people are actually the customer? And how many people are actually writing in about how bad
it is? Could be the competitor doing this.
Yes, exactly.
The worst thing about social media, you're right.
So I don't know. I do know people, though, that will literally go online and say, Google the best auto body shop in Reno, and whatever it comes up as 5 stars is the first one they go to. They don't care. You know, and I don't live like that.
Well, social media is great for when people have a question that, like I have a question. The garage door. Garage door won't open for me anymore. Where do I go? You know, where do I go that does a good job? J- just another in a long list of things breaking at home. You know, growing up, things seem to last forever. Not cars. Those are better. Cars are better now. Everything else, they don't make like they used to.
Oh, Bob is back.
Bob is back. Okay.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear us this time? Can we, or can we hear
yes.
you?
Yes. Sorry about that.
There we go.
My phone.
It's okay.
Yeah, some of the good things. We've lived in Tahoe for 40 years, and we always go to Reno, and we spend our California dollars in Nevada as much as we can, just because of the political situation over here. And, yep. You know, we've seen a lot of changes over those 40 years, and, you know, the good things are what used to be Washoe Med, you know, that's a good hospital, renowned, and the rejuvenation of Midtown, I think, is coming along really good. It looks good. It still has that homey feel.
Yeah, I agree.
And as far as Costco goes, we've been going to Costco. Used to go to Reno when it was Price Club. I don't know if anybody remembers that, but that's way back. That was in the 70s before it was even, I don't even think Costco was a...
What?
Yep.
Huh.
That used to be
the 70s. And yeah, I remember when...
Was it the same location?
Yep, same location. Used to be Price Club.
Wow, John. So that was like the end of the freeway.
He told me.
Yeah. Unless I'm tripping, but that's what we remember. And
Bob, you said you lived in the Tahoe area for 40 years?
Yep, in Myers.
Are you retired up there?
I am now, yeah. But we did construction for, you know, I worked for the city for 15 years plowing snow and working on the roads, and then I went out on my own and started doing construction work. But go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask if you worked for a home builder or if you actually were the person who built the homes yourself.
No, we didn't build homes. We're general engineering contractors, so we do, you know, asphalt and concrete and stuff like that. So,
okay.
So you were calling, sir, about the what you're retired now, and how do you fill the time? This is something I would like to hear because
John only works 3 hours a week.
I need a job. So, how do you fill the time? How do you fill the time? Because you called about things to do out there.
Yeah. Well, this is my first year of retirement, and I haven't really, you know, we've been dealing with the snow, so luckily I have equipment to deal with it, but it's been pretty good winter from all the ones I've seen. So
okay.
I'll let you know next year what things I found to do, but just wanted to say some good things about Reno and the bypass from, you know, what do they call it? The parkway that they put in was, I didn't even know about
it. Veterans Parkway?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know about it until, you know, I made a wrong turn there at Steamboat, and I said, let's see where this goes. You know, it's like, oh, look at that. They built a whole road, which in California, it'd probably take them 40 years to do, or 20 years or whatever, but
right.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's cut a lot of commuters have that's cut their time off, because I live down there at where that roundabout circle is going up towards Virginia City, and if I want to go to Shields, I no longer have to go up 395, deal with the spaghetti bowl. I can just go right to it.
It is great, but you say that we build it quickly and California would take forever. That Veterans Parkway actually did take decades and decades and decades.
It was approved in
the 60s. Yeah, because part of it stood...
It was approved in the 60s. Somebody had this complaint about it. Somebody else had a complaint. Oh, the flood, it's a floodplain. Or what about the animals and all this?
See, here
and
I was.
It took a long time. And this is my complaint about the USA. The only complaint I have, China can build a building in a week or a highway in a month. And here we can't build anything. We can't get it done.
Yeah, but you get a 2.0 earthquake and the dang building collapses on everybody. in China. Anyways.
Sorry.
Well, hey, Bob, thank you, sir. And the best of retirement. Hopefully next year when we check in with you, you're not a Walmart door greeter. You got so bored.
I'll be able to listen to your guys' programs more, but I do enjoy the Saturday local listening to what's going on, and it's something a lot of stations won't do. They don't take time to, you know, to get with the people that actually live around.
Yeah. Well, hey, Bob, right. just a reminder, Sundays at 10 o'clock, we have Nevada Backcountry, a brand new show that started a couple of weeks ago with our very own Henry Evans and then Dan Castellano from NDAL, Nevada Department of Wildlife. So, yeah, tune into that, too.
I picked that up last week, being interested in Nevada that much. Well, we'd move down there, but my wife loves the mountains too much, so we're probably stuck here.
Happy wife, happy life, Bob.
Take care, my friend.
All right, sir.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's interesting what he said about Reno Costco was something else before. Jeez, that's funny.
Remember where Target used to be, where Sportsman's is now on Kitski and Moana?
Didn't we have a gem store?
That was a Gemco. That was a Gemco membership. Gemco.
It was the first membership.
Costco. Yeah,
you had to have a
for gems.
It was like a super Walmart, but you had to have a membership to go in.
Yeah.
There's a store we haven't talked about in a long time. Shopko. I used to love Shopko here in Reno. There was the one on Audi. There was the one up there at McCarran and in Northwest Reno.
For a while, Audi was the street where all the new things opened up. I'll never forget 1978, the day, and I was working at KCBN back then on the morning show, Sack and Save. I think was the original Sack and Save opened up on Audi, and it had a totally new concept. It was the very first warehouse-type supermarket that Reno ever had, and I'll never forget people coming into work and saying, "You got to go to this store on Audi. They have things, big
boxes.
You save
because you sack your own groceries."
You know, they say they have these big boxes of things, and you take them off the shelf yourself.
Right,
it's common now. But it was nobody saw that kind of Costco type thing here before. The sack and save on Audi in 1978. It blew everybody's mind.
We had stores, and they still have stores like this, although they've kind of upgraded a little bit and moved around. But in Missouri, when I was growing up, we had these stores called Aldi's, ALDI.
Yeah,
and they do have some in Southern California, I witnessed and stuff.
Nowhere near
here,
though. Yeah. Not even in Vegas, I don't think.
Well, and it's like that. You go and you get the bulk items out of the boxes. But the one thing Aldi's always has done, and they still do it to this day, you have to put a quarter in their machine or into like this little like slot on the top of the shopping cart in order to get it. You have to lock it to another cart at the front of the store, and that shoots your quarter out, so you get your quarter back.
I like it. The only thing I've heard about Aldi is the prices. I hear they're great.
Very cheap.
They're kind of, I hear the same buzz about Aldi's as I did about Trader Joe's.
Oh, no. Aldi's is for people who don't have Trader Joe's money. It's like me. Oh. Honestly, it's like me. You know, I have Pottery Barn taste and TJ Maxx money.
I have Winco money. I hear what you're saying.
You should go to Walmart. It's
speaking of Winco, we did get a text in. It says, Costco is more expensive than Sparks because the people living there are more affluent. FYI, Winco near Northtown is less expensive than the one near South Meadows for the same reason.
And that brand new Winco that's out in Spanish Springs is supposed to be state-of-the-art. My buddy Kevin was telling me about that.
I've been meaning to try that.
Oh. Yeah, they say that one's like really, really nice out there. Like if you want to go to the best one, that's the one.
The best Save Mart is out in Spanish Springs, the new one they built there like 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Craig. So that's true. I thought that was just somebody thinking that, making an observation, but the Reno Costco are cheaper than the prices on some items than the Sparks Costco.
Well, the guys got to pay for their fleur-de-lis rhinestone jeans out there in Spanish Springs. So anyway, all right. Well, all right. We got to take a break, though. We do.
And the Winco? I don't know why the Northtown Winco gets so much flack from people. I think it's the
people that go
great,
there.
Well,
how many rap albums are somebody going to try to sell you between your car and the front door?
It's a lot bigger, and the one in South Reno is too small, the Winco. I love the Northtown Winco. I can't believe people complain about it.
Yeah.
It's just the people that go there. Well, you know.
Experience.
All right, we got to take a break. Jay's right. Our phone number 775-884-9910.
All right, it's live and local with John and Jay, Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith & Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
John Potter and Jay Biggs together every Saturday morning between 9 and noon on this radio station.
That is right.
99.1.
Live and local, and I believe we are going to be going to Paul first. Is that right? Paul in Reno. Good morning, sir. You have something to talk about with Costco and Price Club.
Sure, a couple of things. The first thing is Price Club was the original membership warehouse. I live in the Bay Area when they first came about, and they were hugely successful. And within probably a year or two, another one opened up, another membership warehouse thing opened up. And eventually they both disappeared and Costco popped up. And I believe Costco was a merger of both of them. And that's probably why the Costco in Reno showed up in the same building as the Price Club. So
that would make sense. That would make sense.
Yep.
Now, you said you're from the Bay?
No. Oh, but 30 years ago.
Okay, because I was going to say that one of the most hellacious places I've ever been in my entire life was the Costco in downtown San Francisco.
What? Oh, no, man. I was Southeast Bay. So.
Oh, okay.
But the other thing about Costco is the absolute best day to go to Costco, single day out of the year, absolute best day is the Monday after Black Friday. Everybody's all shopped out, and I went there one day. I was just going. I pulled into the parking lot, and I'm looking around. I'm thinking, are they closed? There's nobody here. There's nobody in the parking lot. I was flabbergasted. I mean, it was.
You see, that's good to bring up. I thought the day after, like Super Bowl, was the perfect day to go because everybody cleaned out Costco before the Super Bowl. But no, they were all there because they had to replenish. What they all use.
Yeah.
I always thought the best day to go was when I could afford to go.
Well, yeah, but if you want no
cards, all right, my friend.
Everybody's
well,
all shopped up.
We're
getting a comment about your show.
Yeah. There
was another show in this time slot years ago, and when they told me they were going to bring in your show, I'm thinking, oh my God, because that other show was just awful. Oh, it was so bad. And I tell you, you guys are great. When the show before this ends and you guys are on, I stay tuned. You're fantastic.
All right, thanks,
dude. That's really awesome.
Appreciate it, my friend.
Paul, thank you, sir, and keep listening to us. And remember, when you're walking through Costco or Cost Plus, whatever, which one it is, you can listen to our podcast, and you can even listen to your phone call at 991fmtalk.com if you go to the podcast section. So, but thank you, Paul, for being a friend of the show. Scott, now we're going to go to Carson City and talk to him. He's got some news about the Price Club location down there. Scott?
Well, very quickly, the original Costco in Reno was on Gregg Street off of McCarran, and it was another name, which I don't remember. It was probably Price Club or whatever you guys said it was, and it changed to Costco, and I remember everybody was kind of disappointed that they were changing, but then, of course, history will tell you it turned out better that way. That's number one. And number two, I think I heard in the last segment, did you say there are two Wincos in Reno with a third one being built? Is that correct?
Third one just opened
in
a couple of months
Springs.
Ago
yeah,
in Spanish Springs.
Yeah. Just south of Eagle Canyon, like a couple blocks on the east side of 445.
So basically, if you go between the Save Mart and the Lazy Five Library, it's right in that area.
Okay, yeah. I don't get that far north very often, but I will certainly try it because I like Winco. And I do thank you very much. And you guys, I didn't listen to your show, but now I do. I've gotten hooked on it, and so...
Thank
you guys have a
friend.
Good local show.
Appreciate
it. All right.
Thanks for putting up with us.
Yeah, Scott. And, you know, I do, like I told you earlier, I have that guy that I was giving the Uber ride to, and he told me, he goes, man, this place is state of the art. So if you want to go check out a good Winco. That's the one out there in Spanish Springs. Thank you, Scott,
Squeeze
for calling
more,
in.
Calls in.
All right, we got Jim. Jim from Reno is going to be on the line with us right now, and he wants to talk about Costco as well, which is a very hot subject this morning. Good morning,
hey, Jim.
Jim. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. How are you?
Oh, we can't complain. What's going on with you, sir?
Okay. Costco came first to Reno, ended up in Sparks, I think, on Coney Island. That was about 1985. And then it was an old empty warehouse. And then the one where they are in Reno right now was specifically built for Costco. It was never a Price Club. Price Club was a California thing, very similar to Costco. And Costco bought up Price Club. I don't know when, but they did. So never was a Price Club in Reno.
All right. Okay.
Now,
well,
I know.
Yeah.
What an education I'm getting about Costco.
I know, right?
It started in Sparks at warehouse that the Galaxy 500 that crashed here in Reno was housed in that warehouse when they were doing their investigation. That was prior to Costco occupying that building.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Thanks,
that crash
Jim.
In
I
South
appreciate
Virginia.
It. We got to go.
Yeah, no, we do. Absolutely. So
I wonder how many people remember Jemco. Anyway, our phone number, 775-884-9910 with John Potter and Jay Biggs.
I just want to say I love getting these calls from all of our listeners. Please continue to call in. It's Live and Local with John and Jay, 99.1 FM Talk, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.